The wait's finally over. The preseason is here, and the Broncos are getting ready to play the San Francisco 49ers to get things going here at Candlestick Park with Gray Caldwell and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much for joining us here for this pregame show. Guys, I know everyone, the three of us, we're excited. Our staff is excited. I know everyone watching right now is excited because finally we get to play against a different team, see what the Broncos have been working on since camp has started all offseason. And frankly, it feels like it's been just a really long time since they played, and we'll have some new stuff to talk about after tonight. And we'll start with how long we think the starters could go. Everyone wants to see Peyton Manning at least get a series in, see how he's working out with Wes Welker, what they've been working on with speed and tempo this whole offseason. This week, they weren't sure. When we heard from Peyton Manning, Gray, he said, you know, we're not quite sure yet how many snaps the first team will get, but kind of what do you think we can expect tonight once things get going?
Well, now we've heard from Coach Fox. The plan, he has the starters ready for one full quarter of play here. He said it might be a little less than that depending on maybe they have a 10-play scoring drive. That could be it. If they go three and out, they could be back in a few more drives. But it won't be longer than a quarter. He said the second and third quarters, you can expect to see the second teamers, and then the third teamers will close it out in the fourth quarter. And like you talked about, everyone's pretty much just ready to finally hit somebody wearing a different uniform.
Yeah, and think back to a year ago when Peyton was coming off those neck surgeries. His first snap from a year off was in the rain in Chicago. Don't think that's going to be the case tonight. It's a little chilly, but it's going to be a great night for football. Here's Peyton this week talking exactly why he's looking forward to playing tonight.
I think all the players are looking forward to going against a different color jersey. We've had a lot of practices since training camp started. We haven't had to miss any practices due to weather or really an injury situation. So I think there's good familiarity between the Broncos offense and the Broncos defense. And so to go against another team, a great team like the 49ers, it'll be a good first test for us.
That's Peyton Manning on why he's excited to play tonight. But honestly, the starters won't play for that long, right? And tonight what matters a lot, Mace, is how many of the other guys are going to play, because for them, evaluation is going to be so much different now than it has been the last couple of weeks.
Exactly. And one thing you've heard from John Fox, Adam Gase, Jack Del Rio, it's pretty simple. What you do on the practice field is one thing, but what you do out here when it matters, when the lights are on, it's game time, completely different. So if you're Julius Thomas, if you're Dookie and Akcho, guys that have worked their way up, seen a lot of first-team reps in practice, tonight what happens here is going to determine whether they stay on that top line, whether they keep playing with the ones, or whether they go down a little bit. Another guy who's crucial for this, another guy who has a crucial night, Brock Osweiler. Very good training camp so far. But in order to validate the progress he's made on the practice field all the way back to May, he's got to have a good game out here against a 49er defense that, even down to the second team, likes to get after the quarterback.
Yeah, you can hear it. It's pregame. There's cheerleaders all over the place. There's guys beating on drums behind us. How you perform when the lights come on? Mace did just that, setting us up for this. Raheem Moore and Coach Fox talking about evaluation and the importance of these preseason games.
You know, just how guys operate in game conditions, you know, it's, you know, this game's about what to do, how to do it, and be able to execute that under pressure. And so, you know, you got guys sometimes that flash really well in practice, maybe not so much in games. And, you know, the games are ultimately, you know, how we grade. And, you know, it's a performance-based profession, and, you know, we like to see how those guys perform as we try to pick our 53 guys.
I mean, everybody's playing for jobs when it's all said and done. You know, like, nothing's guaranteed. I mean, that's the mindset I have. You know, if you don't go out there and do what you're supposed to do, if you're not disciplined, if you're not doing what you do in practice and giving the coaches what they want, then they'll replace you. So, I mean, it's important for everybody. It's a good time to see where you are as a group, and it's competitive, you know.
That's going to do it for the pregame show here on the field at Candlestick Park. Now, as soon as the ones are done, Gray's going to write a story about it, post on DenverBroncos.com, so you can look for that. And then throughout the rest of the game, including live press conferences from Peyton Manning and John Fox, after the game, all on DenverBroncos.com, so stay on the site for a while. There's a reason to be there. Broncos are finally playing some football, and we're all excited. For Gray, for Andrew, I'm Chris. Thanks so much for watching. Plenty more from Candlestick Park all night on DenverBroncos.com.